We've heard some amazing product origin stories on this show. From idea to execution, we've heard how products are brought to life and grow into something that impacts millions of users.
But that growth part, how does that happen? How do you go from making a thing to that thing being used by people? That's what we're talking about in this next series. We've sourced a ton of different opinions on that one thing called product marketing.
What even is product marketing?
Well, that's what we're going to find out. What do you think product marketing is, Christian?
Well, I've probably just learned it in the last few years, so forgive me for my own definition, but I've come to think of it as a form of marketing, but something that's very specifically about the product itself and not necessarily the activities that go into it. So I think it's really tied to general marketing, which I also am no expert in, but it's really about the product itself. So how it's positioned, you know, how that manifests in terms of messaging, and then how the brand identity comes out, all those sorts of things.
It seems from what we've learned from these conversations is I agree with you. It's definitely about how the product talks to its buyers. And, you know, it possibly could talk to its buyers very differently depending on where they are in the cycle, what type of company they're in. But aligning that message is really the job of the product marketing team. And I think it plays a bigger role in really driving a marketing strategy than I think I was even aware of.
Yeah, because both of us come from that like design school of thought where I think whether we would admit it or not in the early days feels like if it's really well designed, it sells itself, I think is just the undercurrent of design. It's like if you just design it really well, it's going to do well. And then people point out all these really well designed products that sell well. Like look at Apple, they just have great products that just sell. But then when you actually think about it, what's behind all that is really great marketing, and Apple has, you know, great product marketing. So I think that to me is like where the light bulb went off in terms of what product marketing is. It's like really exposing the greatness that your product really is.
Yeah, I agree. And it's if your product can talk to your buyers in a way that no one else can, I mean, that's a moat for your product. You know, Apple's a great example of a company that really never did anything that wasn't new. I mean, MP3 players existed, cell phones existed, smartphones existed, but they just did it better and they were able to talk about it better.
And they made you feel bad about the other things. And
so
that's
bad.
Very important.
Now, do you remember the Silhouettes dancing with their white headphones?
Oh, yeah.
And you were like,
so smart.
What am I doing?
Yeah, what am I doing?
You
just threw everything you had away.
I'm not fun. I'm not at a party.
Right. So we kind of understand product marketing as just the way, I guess maybe the way I almost think about it is it's the language that you're going to speak. Like what are the words that you're going to use about your product? You know, it's really just the translation between what you've built and like why somebody should find it valuable. But the next tricky part, if that's not convoluted enough, is really understanding where product marketing should live, like in relationship to marketing.
We've heard a lot of different opinions on where product marketing lives in an organization. And I think what's interesting too is we've talked to quite a few people who do product marketing but don't have a title product marketing. So it's interesting to see the evolution of the role. I think it's as far as, you know, you think of role maturity as everyone understands it and you kind of do that role. I think it's a couple of years behind product management. I think a lot of product managers were doing a product management role until someone decided to say, hey, let's kind of like bring this all together. And I think we're definitely seeing that. But what it seems like is it lives between, you know, it lives between the product and marketing and really influences and learns from both.
Because there isn't one answer. Like it belongs this in its own functional organization. Where you look at first is what stage is the company at. If it's a really early stage company, I think product marketing is born out of whatever the initial sort of competencies that the founding team has. And then it can evolve. I think year one of a startup versus year five, they don't have to be the same.
The conversation the product is having with the buyer out of the gate when a company is very small and a product is very compact, I think is a lot more of a simple conversation. But then as the product starts to grow and I think the buyers start to grow and the features grow and then the features maybe are talking to different buyers and the packaging might change and the pricing might change, I think that's when we start to see when the conversations get more complex, that's when you really need to have someone owning product marketing. So the other depends that we've seen product marketing vary in an organization is a company very sales led or is it really product led?
Yeah. So for example, there's still products that are very sales oriented. If you think about things that have long sales cycles or have a lot of different people that you have to get on board with, things like or working in large organizations like say healthcare or, you know, maybe like large, you know, Fortune 500 companies that you're selling to, a lot of those products might be sales led. And I think where product marketing fits there is almost in a sales enablement role. So maybe product marketing more interfaces with sales. So you have a base product and you're really just trying to convey how it's going to solve the problems of these large organizations. But with a product led growth company, we start to see product marketing actually meeting with a product team more regularly. So if a product, say like something we all kind of know, like Slack or, you know, maybe something like Trello, it might be more common to find product marketing sitting a lot closer to the product team than the sales team, because you're not as often relying on salespeople that are doing, you know, outbound calls or like on-site visits to try to get you on board with this product. So I think with something a little bit more transactional or more organic growth with a product-led company, product marketing really sort of aligns itself much more with the product, where they're like helping translate what the product's doing to the market on a quicker turnaround. So with that in mind, Anna, what can people expect to learn from this series? Since most of what we just said, we learned from this series.
I think we're going to learn a lot about what activities constitutes product marketing. So when we say someone's a product marketer, what does that actually mean? What are they doing? I think we'll learn about how product marketing interacts with other product functions. And then I think how the role evolves as a company evolves.
So let's get started by listening to the stories of some great product marketers as they explain what they do, why they do it, and what we can learn from them.
Oftentimes, marketing needs to be a partner and to really do a lot of education around how they're not going to, I guess, like take things away or take like autonomy or power or decision making away, but how they're going to like enrich that decision making process, whether it's with customer data or market data or whatever it is that they're bringing to the table, messaging and positioning to say like, here's how I'm going to make your life easier. And hear how we're going to partner together to like reach our goals and to help the company grow.
That's Justine Jordan, former head of marketing at HelpScout. She's touching on one of the common fears that I think exists for product folks when product marketing enters the conversation. The idea that we'll lose autonomy or control of our product's narrative. And that's not really what it's about. For Justine, product marketing is all about enriching the conversation and adding the necessary elements that will communicate why that product is the right solution for the target user. So what does this look like in practice, and where does it live within an organization? Who gets involved? These are some of the questions that we're seeking to answer today, and there are plenty of interesting perspectives.
But I like product marketing being a function of marketing, and in a product-led company, I feel like it needs to be one of the strongest voices in the room, even if it does come later in the company's like maturity or the company's life cycle. Because in a product-led company, product marketing is going to be how they decide what to build, who to build it for, what to say once it's built, you know, how to bring it to market. And so from a strategic perspective, they have to be like almost the glue that holds all of the other parts of the company together. But also from a tactical perspective, when you say like, well, now we have created the product, we know who we're creating it for, we know how we want to say it, like talk about it to the market in order to get adoption of it. And so now we're going to put together all of the tactics for the go-to-market launch.
Justine sees product marketing as a function within marketing at product-led companies, but even so, she describes it as the glue that holds these different parts of the company together, product and marketing. And as such, for Justine and the team at HelpScout, it plays a vital role in the life of a product.
Depending on like the values and the culture of the company, I see product marketing as being almost like the hub of like all of those spokes. So like all of the what's going on, and like if you're in like an agile shop, like what's going on in the sprint, like what are the progress that we're making towards shipping this, and like what's the timeline, is like what you're getting from engineering. You know, the product team might be bringing you feedback about like the market or the customers to supplement like the research that you're doing. You're liaisoning with the rest of the marketing team to say like, all right folks, like this is again like what we're building, who we're building it for, like what we're supposed to say about it, like all the messaging and positioning. And then you're working with like demand gen and content and all the other marketing functions to say like, this is the story we want to tell, to build up a campaign around it. So I think in the best case scenario is like product marketing is almost like the center of that universe.
At this point, I want to bring in a few other voices that I think bring some additional perspective. You're going to hear from Daniel Incandela, the chief marketing officer at Conga, or CMO, which is a really cool acronym, and Maureen West, their head of product marketing. Conga is an all-in-one digital document transformation suite designed to simplify creating documents, managing contracts, and capturing e-signatures. They have an incredible brand marketing strategy, but as Daniel explains, it's the strong product marketing focus from Maureen and her team that truly sets them apart from their competitors.
I think the product marketing in a high-growth company is much more important than in other spots I've been in. So I've been at other companies where it's slower growth or a less innovative product roadmap, and the approach is different. Here, I think it's one of the most important areas of marketing because at its core, we are here to drive pipeline, build a brand, contribute to the culture of the company. I think those are the three main things that marketing should do. But because we are moving so fast with a really great product that is solving problems, without the intelligence that product marketing is providing us, we don't stand a chance. Because that informs our messaging, it informs our personas, it's how we stand apart against our competitors. And we have to have that, especially as our products continue to evolve and become better and more complex and more vast. That to me is critical at this stage.
What are Maureen's thoughts on this? Well, she says it's her responsibility to align her product marketing strategy with the messaging set forth by the Conga brand.
The way that I look at it, brand is owned by marketing. And what I'm responsible for is aligning my messaging to live up to that brand, right? So the way I think of it, it dovetails, right? Brand and then product messaging, it all has to tie back. Otherwise, as a product marketer, I have not connected that potential customer to their problem. Like they can't see themselves. When they go to the website, they should be able to see themselves, understand, oh, this is my business process. This is exactly the problem I'm trying to solve. Now I understand that Conga is a partner that I can work with.
It's an interesting dance, isn't it? At Conga, both brand marketing and product marketing are vital to the company's success, and both get to lead the conversation in unique and interesting ways. But it can still be complicated at times, and this is why Maureen says that many product marketers feel their role is misunderstood.
There are a lot of product marketers out there who feel as if they are not understood. So I think it's really kind of interesting that if you've heard of the Product Marketing Alliance, they're doing these product marketing summits and they're filled with product marketers who stand up and say, hey, who knows what a product marketer is? And of course, everyone raises their hand. They're like, okay, how many people in your company know what a product marketer is? And like half the hands go away. So it's really kind of interesting as this role is being defined. And I would have to say, the role has evolved from consumer packaged goods product, right? Like a tangible product, to software, which is not tangible, right? I mean, you use a computer, but that's all where it ends. So how do you talk about something that's not tangible, but is going to have tremendous impact on business and tremendous impact on somebody's revenue potentially? That's kind of exciting. I mean, it's really exciting. And that's also scary when you think about the opportunity that you have as a product marketer to influence somebody's decision on millions of dollars.
So let's get the viewpoint of one more product marketing mind, Patrick Tripp, Senior Vice President of Product Marketing at Cheetah Digital, a cross-channel customer engagement solution provider. He also finds a very fine but very clear line between marketing and product marketing.
I'm a marketer at heart. I'm a different breed of marketer. I mean, I really do understand some of the technical nuances, but I have an understanding and a appreciation for how it needs to be carefully positioned in terms of buyer's needs and not all about the product and all about the technology. And that's something you hear about ad nauseum, right? For marketers of all shapes and sizes, but being able to put that polish on the platform and generate this real slick front-facing message that could then be consumed by marketing and executed upon.
Obviously, Patrick has put a lot of thought into this question of what is product marketing. In fact, he has a list of things that product marketers do, which came in handy when he joined the team at Cheetah Digital and helped him communicate expectations.
What I've been telling people as I go around the company to educate and collaborate, it's sort of like we can handle product launch. Like, let's make your products awesome. Let's get your solutions to market. Let's get these out in a way that is cool, exciting, sexy, interesting, bring it to life. The analysts all know about it. and quarterbacking that, because that's a multifunction thing. I mean, there's so many people in marketing that touch that as well. You know, making sure the analysts are all educated and know about what's happening in product development and what's happening in innovation and what's happening in the roadmap, right? Obviously the messaging that goes along with that, the competitive intelligence that we can gather, the, you know, battle cards that we can create for sales, but also informing product and development teams around what are the competitors doing from a feature function as well as from a mega trend. For example, the customer data platform market, it's such a hot thing right now and everybody's talking about it and there's so many vendors sort of informing, you know, product development teams around what are the gaps in that space and where do vendors focus to work, where the company doesn't, to customer advisory board. That's one that I am passionate about, and that's oftentimes straddling the line between product management and product marketing, but ability to create a council of 10 or 12 key executives. They don't have to be like C-level, but folks that have awareness of the products, that have an interest envision for how they want to help the company succeed and facilitate that, you know, as through a series of meetings and workshops. The big one, how the, you know, product should be described, should be positioned, how it should be priced, and how it should be packaged, I think is big. It's always been a part of the roles I've worked on. Packaging is big. There's so much technology. How do we organize it in ways that can be bought? And that sounds like so intuitive or straightforward, but you wouldn't believe how complicated that can become. You know, that's a big one that adds value to product and engineering teams. They're trying, in some cases, are being evaluated on product, you know, revenue or profitability. And so those kinds of metrics become crucial. Of course, roadmap, you know, being able to organize and help to present and demonstrate the sequence of all the things that are coming, and certainly helping sales, you know, tell the story as well.
That's quite the list, right? But once we define what product marketing does, we also need to know when product marketing should enter the equation. And Patrick has some thoughts on this as well.
It's at a company this size and magnitude and the growth trajectory of Cheetah and the aspirations that they have around a lot of product innovation, it certainly requires the need for that function. If it was more of a agency or a services company with not a lot of product, then it might be a little bit more difficult to make the case. But through the sheer magnitude of the sales force and ensuring that they all need to be updated and equipped with the latest and greatest market insight, it's certainly companies in growth, companies that are mature, not in the very beginning, but the company I came from was 12 years in, so it wasn't like a startup that was just like 1 year or 2 years in. Despite the small size, it was kind of like a ninja shop. But it's certainly in the growth phase of companies. If you're doing VC funding, it's probably like B or C round, right? In the growth trajectory.
We're going to dig into this idea of when a little more in our next episode, but I want to wrap up today by going back to Justine, who started our conversation today reminding us product-minded folks that product marketing is here to help, not hinder. And she has some wise words about what can result when those two teams are aligned.
Just to know that those folks are your allies. They can help translate your vision to the people and bridge that gap between the product and the people that are using it and help them understand like the beauty of the product that you built and how it's going to help improve their life or their work life or whatever, you know, your goal is and having built it.
I know that's a lot to digest, and we'll give you a week to do so. So get prepared for our next episode where we dig deeper into the clear differences between product marketing and traditional marketing and how those teams can collaborate and what they have to offer each other. Talk to you then.
Thanks so much for listening to the show this week. If you're looking for more resources on how to design, build, market, and sell better products, then head over to betterproduct.community to join, well, the community. As always, we're curious. What does better product mean to you? Shoot us an email at podcast@innovatemap.com.